The moon glowed, the stars glowed, the fireflies glowed, and all the fairies glowed. All the fairies, that is, except Becca. No one wanted to play with her because she didn't glow. Every night, the moon and the stars took their places in the dark sky and lit the forest with their glow. Becca, like the rest of the fairies, came out of her home in the trees to play in the forest. The fireflies played tag with the fairies. It was beautiful to watch them fly through the trees, hide behind the leaves, and then zoom away as fast as anyone's eyes could follow. The fairies would dance and spin. They would fly in big circles, then hold hands and spin each other around so that they looked like little pinwheels. Becca sat on a branch and watched the others. She was very sad. She would try to glow by gritting her teeth and concentrating on glowing. No glow. "Hey, Becca, start to glow and we'll play with you," some of the fairies said to her. Becca started to cry. Wherever her tears fell, the grass and flowers curled up because they were the bitter tears of sadness. She flew off the branch and went home. There was no reason to stay out anymore. The next night, Becca decided not to go out. She didn't want the others to make fun of her. She sat by herself and looked out the window. All through the forest, she could see the darting lights that were the fireflies and the fairies playing. She sighed a long, long, unhappy sigh. Someone in the forest started laughing. Soon all the fairies were laughing. The fireflies buzzed around in circles, which was their way of laughing. Becca flew out to see why they were laughing. Sitting on a branch but holding on tightly as if she were afraid of falling was a very strange-looking fairy. Her clothes were old and ragged, and one wing was not as big as the other. She glowed, but not very brightly. Her eyes were very wet because she was crying. Becca flew over to her and sat next to her on the branch. "I'm Rebecca, but everyone calls me Becca." "I'm Leonora," she answered, sobbing. "Your friends are very mean." "They don't let me play with them, but that's because I don't glow," said Becca. "But they aren't always mean, just sometimes. Are you hungry?" Leonora, still sobbing, nodded, "Mm-hmm." "Come to my house and we'll eat." Becca flew slowly so that Leonora could keep up with her. They ate and had a nice time talking to each other. They talked and talked. And it was a long time since Becca and Leonora smiled and laughed so much. They talked till the moon left for the night, and as the sun came up, they went to sleep for the day. Morning became afternoon, and the afternoon became evening. The evening grew older and finally became night. The moon and stars returned to their stations in the sky. The fairies and fireflies came out to play. Becca collected flower nectar, and she and Leonora had a delicious breakfast. Then they went out into the forest. Leonora flew sort of herky-jerky because one of her wings was shorter than the other, and Becca flew slowly at her side so she wouldn't be embarrassed. They sat on a tree limb and watched the fairies and fireflies play. Suddenly, the wind started to blow. It started as a breeze but got stronger by the minute. It became harder for the fairies and fireflies to play. The wind blew stronger and stronger, and the clouds moved in front of the moon and the stars. The moon and the stars didn't glow anymore. The wind blew stronger, and heavy fog covered the forest. The fairies and fireflies couldn't see where they were flying. It was almost impossible for them to stay in the air. The fog got thicker and thicker, and nothing glowed. The fairies and fireflies couldn't find the trees to fly to safety. Becca and Leonora held on to the branch with all their might so they wouldn't be blown away.
"We have to help them, Leonora. I don't know how. If you glowed, Becca, they could see you and fly here to safety." "I can't glow. I've tried and tried," said Becca. "What did you try? Tell me quickly." "I tried to make my skin glow, just like the others," answered Becca. "That's not where the glow comes from. Your light comes from your heart. You're a very good fairy. You helped me when all the others laughed. You shared your food and home with me. Your heart is very big and full of light. Just let the light out."
"I don't think I can do it, Leonora."
You can do anything you want to. Let the light come out, said Leonora. Becca gritted her teeth and tried very hard. No, no, Becca, don't try so hard. Just let it come out of your heart. Think about nice things. Think about people you love. Becca thought about her mother and father. She thought about grandmother and grandfather. She thought about flying high through the trees, collecting nectar from the flowers, and chocolate ice cream. She started to glow. Becca thought about the moon and the stars, and she glowed brighter. She thought about kittens and puppies, birds and chocolate ice cream, and she glowed even brighter. She thought about talking to Leonora and sharing her food with her, and she glowed brighter than any fairy has ever glowed before. She thought about sharing her chocolate ice cream with Leonora, and she glowed so brightly that all the fairies and fireflies were able to see the tree and fly to safety. She kept glowing brighter. Her light chased away the fog. Her light made the wind stop blowing hard. Her light glowed even brighter, and the flowers thought the sun had returned, and they all woke up and opened up from their night's sleep. The birds woke up and went looking for worms. The fairies and fireflies looked at her in amazement as she spread her wings and flew high in the air, lighting the forest with a beautiful light. She swooped and spun, then flew through the trees, leaving a thread of light behind her. Becca flew and flew till she was so tired she couldn't fly anymore. She came back to the branch and sat down next to Leonora. Her glow got softer, and soon she glowed just like all the rest of the fairies. Her smile had a glow of its own. Becca turned and hugged Leonora. Thank you. You are my dearest friend. Leonora was so happy that she glowed brighter. The other fairies came over and hugged both Becca and Leonora. We're sorry for laughing and being mean to both of you, they said. We have all learned a lesson. Just because someone is different is no reason to make fun of them and tease them. Becca played with the fairies and the fireflies every night after that. Leonora stayed with Becca, and they shared food and talked and talked and smiled and laughed a lot. Miracles happen when you're nice to people and share with them, especially if you share your chocolate ice cream.